The Bible says this, Jeremiah 29 on the screen. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Now, friends, that is real success. Real success, not phony, fake, artificial success. Real success in life is being exactly what you were created to be and nothing more than that.
Pastor Rick Warren often says you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we begin a series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life. In it, Rick is going to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Choosing Your Future.
One of the greatest gifts that God has given you is the freedom to choose. It's what makes us different from animals. You have a free moral choice. Now, the problem is, what is our greatest gift is also our greatest curse because we make stupid choices a lot of times. We make dumb choices. Every choice I make is not a good one, and neither is yours. And so we often waste that power that God has given us. Now, every year in January, people make new choices, which they call New Year's resolutions. The problem with New Year's resolutions is we usually make them about trivial issues, not the most important things in life, and then we try to accomplish them by willpower. And if you set some New Year's resolutions, you try to accomplish them by willpower, I give you to about the end of February. Because willpower doesn't last. It's good to get you started, but it doesn't last. And pretty soon you get tired and you give up and you stop that habit, that commitment, that new thing you're trying to do. You need more than simply willpower. We're going to talk about that today. Now, there in your outline, you notice the word to resolve, the verb resolve means to decide. It means to settle, to determine, to purpose. You have a purpose for your life. And the word resolution, like a New Year's resolution, means a firm determination to do something. What I want us to do this weekend is look at the four most important resolutions you can make in your life. These are life-shaping resolutions. What I'm going to share with you today, if you will make these four resolutions and depend on God to help you, your life will radically improve. Not just this next year, but the rest of your life. The rest of your life will become the best of your life. These four resolutions will transform you. They will make your life so much better if you'll focus on these. And they come to us from the life of Moses. Now, Moses is the greatest man in the Bible, or at least the greatest man in the Old Testament. Moses is the guy who led the Jews after 400 years of slavery to freedom. He challenged the greatest nation in the world, at that time Egypt and Pharaoh, and set a million people free. Moses is the guy that God gave the Ten Commandments to. Moses is the guy who wrote the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Why did God use this guy in such an amazing way? Because Moses made four resolutions. He made four choices that altered his destiny. You see, these are the things that change your life. What happens to you in life is not nearly as important as the choices you make. I can't control what's going to happen to you in 2013. You can't either. But you can control how you respond to them. We make our choices, and then our choices make us. Your character is the sum total of your choices. So while you don't control all the circumstances in your life, you do control your choices. And these are far more important than circumstances. Now in Hebrews chapter 11, if you have a Bible, you might want to open there. All of the verses are on your outline. We have about five verses on the life of Moses that explains the choices he made. The first verse is about the choices parents made when he was a baby. And then the next four verses are about the choices that Moses made. And if you will make these same choices, you will benefit dramatically for the rest of your life. Now, you know the story of Moses. Pharaoh had decided that the Jews were getting too large in number, in population, in Egypt. So he made a decree that all the baby boys were to be murdered. Moses' parents decided, we're not going to do that. We believe this is a special child. We believe God has a plan and purpose for his life. And so rather than murdering their baby boy, they made a basket, put him in the Nile River as a baby, and shoved him out in the Nile nearby where Pharaoh's daughter was bathing. Pharaoh's daughter sees the baby in the basket, falls in love with this little baby, decides to take him home and adopt him as her son. So now this baby slave becomes the grandson of Pharaoh, but nobody knows except Pharaoh's daughter that he's actually a Jewish kid. Now the Bible says this here on the screen, Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. That's Pharaoh's command to kill all the baby boys. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose instead to be mistreated along with the people of God, that's the slaves, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace, in other words, being a slave, for the sake of Christ, as of greater value than all the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward in heaven. By faith, he left Egypt, leading the Jews out to freedom, not fearing the king's anger, Pharaoh's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Now, in this passage, there are four verbs. It says Moses, by faith, Moses refused, Moses chose, Moses regarded, and Moses persevered. You understand the meaning of these four verbs and their implication for your life today, thousands of years later, it'll change your life.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional. And take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become Partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a partner in Hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now let's look at these four life-shaping choices. Resolutions that will flat out improve your life more than anything else if you'll do what Moses did. Here's the first resolution. Number one, I refuse to be defined by others. I refuse to be defined by others. God did not make you to be what somebody else wants you to be. God didn't make you to be what your parents want you to be, what your girlfriend or boyfriend wants you to be, what your wife wants you to be. God didn't make you to be what your boss wants you to be, what your peers want you to be. God made you to be you. And if you're going to become all that you're going to be and what we're going to talk about the next 6 weeks, you're going to have to deal with this one. I refuse to be defined by others. Now, this is the first issue Moses had to deal with. Verse 24, Hebrews 11. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, and this is a mark of maturity, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, Moses has an identity crisis, as I just explained to you earlier. He's born a Hebrew slave, but he's raised Egyptian royalty, the grandson of Pharaoh. And as he grows up, he's got to decide, who am I? I mean, really, who am I? It's going to affect the rest of his life. He's got two choices. One, he can pretend to be Pharaoh's grandson for the rest of his life. And he can live a life of luxury. He'll have fame. He'll have fortune. He'll have all the pleasures he could possibly want in the world. He'll be a celebrity. He'll have power. He'll have prestige. He'll have status. And one day, he'll be the most powerful man on the planet as Pharaoh of Egypt in its heyday. Or he can admit who he really is. He's Jewish. At that point, they're going to kick him out. He's going to go live with the slaves the rest of his life. He's going to be disgraced. He's going to be humiliated. He's going to live a life of pain and sorrow and drudgery the rest of his life. Now, which one would you do? I mean, when you think about that, Moses refused to live a lie. He's a man of integrity. Most people are living lies today. They're trying to be people they're not. You're trying to impress people about things that really just aren't true in your life. And that causes enormous tension in your life. He insisted on being who God made him to be against all kinds of peer pressure. Now, here's my first question for you. Who are you letting determine your identity? Your friends? Your parents? Your family? Some of you have parents, they died years ago. You still hear their voices in your mind. You're trying to live up to their vision for your life. Some of you are trying to live out what some ex-husband or wife said to you, and you're trying to prove them wrong. You're letting them control your life. Some of you are trying to impress people. You're living a life of culture. Keep up with the Joneses. Impress people, social media, what culture says. Your spouse says, what the competition says. Let me show you some verses from the Bible. Romans chapter 12. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your mind from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good. You might circle that. The plan of God for you is good. But you don't know the plan of God. We can't cover it in the next 6 weeks if you don't deal with this where you say, I'm going to refuse to let the world squeeze me in its mold. I'm not going to let other people define me. Look up here on the screen. The Bible says in Exodus 23:2, don't follow the crowd in doing wrong. In other words, don't let peer pressure push you into things you don't want to do, because they don't really like you anyway. Those people you're trying to impress, they don't really care about you anyway. The Bible says this: our purpose is to please God, not people. He is the one who examines the motives of our hearts. And Jesus said this about his disciples, John 17, they are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Can you say that about you? No, you can't, because you've been defined by the people in your life. You see, this is so important that we can't deal with anything else till you deal with this one. Because when you know who you are, it sets you free from the fear of disapproval. And most people are scared to death of criticism and rejection and disapproval. It's so important. I wrote a new chapter on it in The New Purpose-Driven Life. Because it's one of the two things. Envy says, I must be like you to be happy. And people-pleasing says, I must be liked by you to be happy. Both of them are wrong, and both of them will keep you from fulfilling the life God intended for you to live. You have to say, I'm going to resolve that I will refuse to be defined by other people. And I'm not going to let other people's approval or disapproval shape my life. I'm going to live for an audience of one. This is what Moses did. And your first life-shaping resolution is to say this: I resolve that no more will I let other people press me into their mold. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And I'm going to fulfill the plan that God has for my life, not somebody else's plan for my life. Why? Because you can trust God. The Bible says this, Jeremiah 29 on the screen. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Now, friends, that is real success. Real success, not phony, fake, artificial success. Real success in life is being exactly what you were created to be and nothing more than that. I want you, as your pastor, I want you to succeed in the rest of your life. But the only way you're going to do that is to be who God made you to be, not what other people are pressuring you to be, not what they want you to be. Being who God wants you to be. I refuse to be defined by others. Second, the second resolution that you need to make in life to be all that God wants you to be, a life-shaping choice is this. I choose short-term pain for long-term gain. I choose short-term pain for long-term gain. Now, anybody who's ever played a sport knows this one. You've got to put out the effort. You've got to practice. You've got to work hard. You've got to put out some sweat in order to play in the championship game. You just don't walk out and win the championship. No pain, no gain. You've got to put out to get back. If you're going to be good at anything, you've got to put out short-term pain for long-term gain. That's not just true in sports. It's true in finances. It's true in relationships. I have a good marriage, but I worked at it. Kay and I have worked at it hard for years. It didn't come easy. Nobody just has an easy relationship. You got to work at it to make your marriage work. It takes work to make it work. So you put out short-term pain for long-term gain. Am I grateful for the marriage I've got now? Are you kidding me? I'd pay $1 million. It's incalculable what my marriage is worth to me. But it wasn't always that way. We had to put out short-term pain for long-term gain. Why is this resolution important in your life? Because most of the problems in your life come from your inability to delay gratification.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to become a partner in Hope, please let us know by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. Award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.